Welcome back to the second hour of Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, I want to just do a little bit of a commercial break. I have a whole bunch of these great custom-made freedom calendars. They were, well, they do advertise the show. They do advertise our website that has a lot of historical information on it, like Dr. Rima brought up, you know, that Jenner, you know, about Dr. Jenner. I mean, he actually bought his medical degree. But yeah, that he was, you know, basically, you know, claiming success with this inoculation before ever, you know, putting out the clear information. I mean, he was, you know, he was a charlatan. What can I say? So anyway, but that we have all that on our website and books, and, you know, we scanned in a lot of historical books. And anyway, it's a website that should be supported because there's so much great historical documentation there at vaclib.org, vaclib.org. That's our main website. And so I have a freedom calendar for sale there. It's very reasonable. It makes a great gift. It highlights the Bill of Rights. So I encourage you to go there. And then, and we're going to go ahead and take callers. The second hour, I that's generally the format of the show. I will take them sometime during the second hour. And that number is 512-248-8252. That's also posted on the homepage at republicbroadcasting.org. And we're trying to shy away from the 800 number because it saves a lot of money. So, but, you know, last week when we did the tribute to Sally, I mean, she's one amazing woman. And anyway, I just wanted to read the wonderful poem that Ken posted in honor of her. And it wasn't, Ken did not write it. He grabbed it from somewhere else, but it totally fits her and many of the wonderful people we're seeing, you know, come forward today. It says, keep about your work that God has given you. Do not flinch because the lion roars. Do not stop to stone the devil's dogs. Do not fool away your time chasing the devil's rabbits. Do your work. Let liars lie. Let corporations resolve. Let the devil do his worst. But see to it that nothing hinders you from fulfilling the work that God has given you. He has not commanded you to get rich. He has never bidden you to defend your character. He has not set you at work to contradict falsehood about yourself, which Satan and his servants may start to peddle. If you do those things, you will do nothing else. You will be at work for yourself and not for the Lord. Keep at your work. Let your aim be as steady as a star. You may be assaulted, wronged, insulted, slandered, wounded, and rejected. You may be abused by foes, forsaken by friends, and despised and rejected of men. But see to it with steadfast determination, with unfaltering zeal, that you pursue the great purpose of your life and an object of your being until at last you can say, I have finished the work with that which thou gavest me to do. I keep tearing up every time on that last line. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And I always say, Sally lived 120 years in 60 years. Oh, she was one force to contend with. So anyway, I just... we have a memorial page on our website. There is also a fundraiser that's to put a brick. I'm not really clear about that, but you can click on the link. I know I donated, but I'll go ahead and put that in the chat as I want people to be able to read that, be inspired to, you know, and at least do... You know, if you even do 5% of the kind of activism Sally did, and we all do that, we'll have been able to replace her. But, and that's saying a lot. But if we can be at least inspired, I think that would be great. I'd really encourage that. So anyway, it's on her memorial page, that poem I just read. So now we're... back to Rima, and then I wanted Rima to say any remarks before we start taking callers.
I do. Thank you. And I I'm so sorry we have lost Sally. It's not clear whether we lost her because Sally died of her own process or whether we lost her because of 5G attack. We don't know yet, but we've lost Sally, and I, for one, am very, very sad and mourn her passing along with you. And I also want to say, pick what interests you. You can't most likely work on everything, but you can pick one thing that outrages and interests and speaks to you, and then fix that. Fix it by telling your neighbors, fix it by saying no, fix it by making sure that people understand what the real issues are, not what the propagandized issues are. Faster internet speed is not what you get with 5G. You get death. It's quite a
Right.
different thing. So pick what is important to you and then dive into that. 10 minutes a day on social media and you're a hero. A half an hour on social media and you're up for the Congressional Medal of Honor. It's that easy and it's that important. And don't you dare is what we all need to say to the people who want to kill us, who want to enslave us, who want to delude us, who want to separate us, who want to make us docile. I don't do docile. I hope you don't either.
Thank you. I have to say, if everyone can just do a little bit in honor of Sally, that would be great. I love what she, what has Saya said in her tribute. She said Sally wanted to have her on her show to talk about her injuries. That's what she wanted people to understand how deadly this stuff is. And there's tons of injured people that don't want to speak out. But she says, Saya, you need to come onto my show. And Saya says, oh, but Sally, I am so shy. And Sally just looked at her with a very clear, loving, straightforward look. Saya, there's no time to be shy.
Right. There's no time to be shy. There's no time to be coy. We're facing a wild juggernaut, an onslaught by people who want us enslaved if we're permitted to survive, genetically modified and minimized if we're among those who are permitted to survive. But in the main, for 90 or more percent of us, dead. They want to turn us into contaminated fertilizer. I don't think that's okay. Genocide is just rude. I hate rude.
Right on, Rima, right on. Okay, well, we have Scott in California has been patiently waiting. Scott, welcome to our show. And do you have a question or comment for Rima?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, Scott. Is that you, Scott? Are you there?
My name's Victor.
Oh, you're Victor. But you're in
Yeah.
California.
No, I'm
Okay.
in Illinois.
Oh, Victor's in Illinois.
Well, hello, Victor. Talk to us.
I'd heard a thing on the news today that former presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama are willing to go live on TV and get the vaccine, show the people that it's safe. And of course, that's not going to, we don't know what's in that shot. It's probably a placebo for all we know.
Let me say this to the people who believe that that is either convincing or significant or real. My mother used to say, God never made a cure for stupid. Anybody who believes that kind of stunt really fits
Yes.
into my mother's issue. So they go on television and they get something or other injected into their arms. Well, first of all, let's assume that it is a real COVID vaccine. Okay, God never made a cure for stupid. If you are really stupid enough to allow that to happen to your bodies, well, whatever happens is what you deserve. Second of all, my money is on it's saline. What are you talking about? They're not going to let themselves be injected with deadly poisons. They're not that stupid. And so the people who believe in that stuff, well, it must be okay because look at all those presidents, ex-presidents who allowed themselves to be vaccinated. They are the ones for whom my mother's saying is appropriate. Oh, really? Please, would you like to buy a bridge?
Yep. I agree. Let's get the real estate on the moon thing going, huh? Yeah, okay, we can't have the dog on. So was that Victor in Illinois that just didn't get posted, or is there a Scott in California? Okay. Hi, Scott. Welcome to Immunize Wisely, Scott in California. Are you there? Oh, Susan. Okay, we're going to try another one. Let's try Susan in New Jersey. Hi, Susan. Welcome to Immunize Wisely. Do you have a comment or question for Rima?
Was the one that texted you or emailed you last month to get Dr. Rima on. And I want to thank her. It's my birthday today.
Oh,
she has been my birthday present.
Oh,
my daughter went away to Pennsylvania for the weekend. So I was alone.
Well, I'm so glad I made your birthday, Susan, getting Dr. Rima on the show. We've been getting along famously, actually. We're on the same page, of course. And I know you encouraged me a while back, and it's happening.
Please
on your birthday.
Get her on.
Thank you, Susan. And happy, happy birthday. How many birthdays have you had so far?
Oh, Dr. Rima, should I say 64?
Well, I don't know if it's true. Yes, if it's a lie, don't bother. No.
No, that's true. And well, it's just getting tougher and tougher for me here in
absolutely.
New Jersey.
Happy birthday. And, I'm 77. And it is my intention to take the privilege that other people think they have the right to give me to not care about what other people think. Well, they say, you're so old, you can say whatever you want. Well, I was saying whatever I wanted when I was 14. We have the right to say what we want, and we have the responsibility to say what is true. So at 64, 74, 94, 194, Susan, you go for it and just tell people what's true.
Well, I have been. You've given me courage.
Thank you.
And I've been going into one particular store with my man.
Good.
And somebody confronted me.
That's lovely. I'm so happy. Now, you got rid of your dog barking, but mine has decided that he wants to talk. Down, down. You're a well-trained animal. Do something that I tell you. Good. Okay. Thank you,
well,
Susan.
Do we have...
Yes.
Great. I love you. And we'll try as much as we can, and that's all we can do.
Oh, no, I disagree. We can't just try as much as we can, because literally the fate of humanity is in our hands. We must succeed. There is no other option.
Dr. Rima, on Friday, I was laid off of one job. Okay, again. And I went through my savings. And it was humiliating today that for my birthday, my daughter had to buy me food. I mean, it's getting ridiculous at this point.
Well, I would take a different look at it, Susan. I would say how wonderful that your daughter can buy you food. That
yes,
you have the kind of relationship. Wait, let me finish. You have the kind of relationship with your daughter where she cares about buying you food. And when she is in some kind of need, you would reciprocate, as I'm sure you have previously. It's called reciprocity.
I went to college, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean,
so she owes you dinner. It's called reciprocity.
Yes. But it's still hard for a parent to swallow that they need food from their children. I mean, it's disgusting.
There are societies all over the world, traditional societies, have always made it the responsibility of the young to care and shelter and feed the elders who brought them to the point of adulthood. It's not such a bad thing.
Dr. Rima, I love you.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Susan. Really appreciate your call. So we do have Scott in California. There really is one of those, and he's on line nine. Line nine, I believe. Is that right, Ken?
Am I on
so
the air
welcome
now?
To Immunize Wisely. Do you have a question or comment for Rima, Scott?
Yes, I do. Dr. Rima, I met you down in Bolkan. I have many memories of many long hours of excellent discussion with you and General Burt.
Oh, how lovely. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yes, I want to point something out. In the beginning of the program, you mentioned the Nuremberg protocols and the UN Declaration on Civil and Political Rights. They're not enforceable at U.S. courts, my dear. But
I did not mention those. I did not mention those, Scott. I was talking about, and please don't call me my dear. That's very condescending. I haven't called you baby cakes. Okay. What I said was that the Geneva Convention forms the law, the legal structure of any country that has ratified it in the areas that it touches upon. I did not mention the UN Convention on Human Rights because it is not enforceable. And contrary to common misconception, the Nuremberg Convention, which was a restatement of the Geneva Convention law by the Chief Justice of the United States when he conducted the Nuremberg Tribunal, is in fact part of U.S. law. He was restating the Geneva Convention in the words of the time, and because the trials were conducted in Nuremberg, it's called the Nuremberg Code. But it is in fact a restatement by the Chief Justice of the United States of U.S. and international law. So, baby cakes, they are in fact enforceable in the United States.
Anyway, I got to say this. What I found was they took the Nuremberg protocols and they put it in to the Code of Federal Regulations. So it has to do, RFK Jr. shows that no vaccine is certified safe. So I'm figuring that they're all experimental, but in 45 CFR part 46.116, it's titled informed consent. So 45 CFR 46.116, you have a right to refuse experimental medicine. So that's what I found.
You have a right to refuse any medical intervention, including experimental. Now, the Natural Solutions Foundation has put a citizen's petition under the Administrative Procedures Act, the APA. The First Amendment allows us the redress of grievances, and the way that's done with federal regulatory agencies like the FDA, the Fraud and Death Administration, is to enter what's called a citizen's petition. And that citizen's petition must be answered by the agency in 90 days. We have a petition in requiring that all vaccine approvals be withdrawn on the basis of that lack that you're talking about.
Oh, very good. Hey, it's good to hear you. I only said my dear
okay,
because I think
we're coming up on a commercial break. We have a bunch of other callers, but thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to Immunize Wisely with Rima Labo, and we have Dan in Texas on line 11. Dan in Texas, welcome to the show, and you have a question for Rima?
Yes, I do. Dr. Lima, Rima, one thing I wanted to bring to your attention and hear your comments on it is I believe it was Moderna that came out and bragged that they had a 94.5% success rate. And if you look at the data that they offered when they made this, what I believe to be specious claim, what's hidden in the devil's details is in their placebo group, placebo during the observation period to have gotten COVID, which means 14,910 did not, which means the human immune system itself outperformed their claim of their vaccine at 99.5% effective.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. That analysis is accurate. The claims of effectiveness, which means fewer people in the vaccine group testing PCR 40 to 46 replication cycle positive than in the control group is so meaningless, is so irrelevantly, fraudulently, flagrantly stupid that it makes your teeth hurt. Most people don't bother to analyze any part of the data, let alone the deeper level of data that you have been analyzing, but you're absolutely correct. Effectiveness means propaganda effectiveness, and yes, that's great.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Ingrid.
You're quite welcome.
Yes. I appreciate that, Dan, because it would be, yeah, that's kind of comment I like a lot, because it's true. You know, the vaccines are absolutely born in fraud, and this is no different, even though it's not a vaccine and by any stretch of the imagination, at least the normal ones. But yeah, we always have this thing called under the hump, and it shows how people react to every single vaccine injection. It's all a matter of degree, but you think that, you know, like what's under the hump. We actually, many of these reactions are delayed. You know, you may not react right away. You might have soreness and swelling at the site, or you could drop dead. But the bulk of the reactions are the long-term reactions, and even the soreness and redness at the injection site, you don't know what it's doing internally that can haunt you, you know, 40 years from now.
And is intended to, because really vaccines up until now, up until we get to the transhumanism vaccines have been intended, from my understanding of things, to provide the downstream market. There's some money in vaccine manufacture and administration, but not all that much from the point of view of the pharmaceutical giants. The real bucks, the real bang is in the chronic degenerative illness, which the vaccines induce and perpetuate.
Correct. Absolutely. All these drugs are to suppress the symptoms from these diseases induced by the vaccines themselves. Absolutely. So we do have another caller, or do you want to go to your lawsuit?
Well, I want to make a quick statement. I want to let you know that we have two lawsuits that are winding their way through the courts that are of enormous importance to you. The first is a case that counsel Patty Finn has brought to the Supreme Court. We are waiting for a writ of certiorari, which means acceptance by the court that it will hear the case, and we believe that they have no choice but to hear it. And it is a case on mandatory vaccination. It's the first mandatory vaccination case that has been brought before the Supreme Court since Jacobson in 1905. And by the way, Jacobson is in our favor, although it's misquoted.
Exactly.
Continually.
I agree.
And so this case is about the mandatory vaccination of a 19-year-old autistic boy, and it directly sues Merck for knowingly doing things that cause this specific kind of harm to this boy, and then the issue of additional forced vaccinations. Very important case, and we ask people to help support it. If you go to opensourcetruth.com, you'll find articles about the case and reasons why it's your mandatory vaccination case, and we hope you'll support it. The second case is in the Third Circuit Federal District Court in New Jersey against Natural Solutions Counsel Ralph Fusitola and me. The FDA is suing us, and we are jubilant. We have wanted to get the FDA into federal court for quite some time. They're suing us because we've been telling people research reality about nanosilver, and they don't want it. And I'll tell you why when we come back from break.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Dr. Rima Labo on Immunize Wisely.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I am.
Oh, okay, good.
So, so you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Before we take a caller, we're going to go into another important lawsuit that is going on with the Natural Solutions Foundation. You want to go ahead and share that?
In 2009, the Defense Threat Reduction Agency of the U.S. Department of Defense tested my nanosilver and other people's nanosilver in the presence of hemorrhagic viruses like Ebola, Tacarib, Marburg, the really terrible viruses that they could find. And what they found and declassified the results showing was that in the presence of nanosilver, in fact, in the presence of my nanosilver better than any of the others, the virus could not attach to a cell, it could not penetrate the cell, and it could not replicate. And last week, a paper was published showing that the coronavirus, in the presence of my nanosilver, and we didn't do this research, also cannot attach, penetrate, or replicate. And if a virus cannot attach, penetrate, or replicate, it cannot cause a disease. disease. It's just part of the microbiome that sits out there, not causing disease in your body unless your immune system allows it to. So we were telling people during the 2014 Ebola episodes in Africa about this research with nanosilver conducted by the U.S. government. And the FDA wrote to us and said, by sharing research about a nutrient, nanosilver is a nutrient, you have turned that nutrient into an unapproved drug. And it is a criminal act to sell or recommend or promulgate an unapproved drug in the United States. So if you don't stop that, we're going to put you in jail. And we said to them, au contraire, if there can be no attachment, replication, or penetration, there's no disease, we're not doing anything illegal, making any claims for a nutrient that we're not allowed to. We're just telling people about research. Well, you know, we went back and forth with them, and eventually they went away. Now they come back with the coronavirus, where we're telling people that nanosilver supports the structure and function of the immune system, which more than 1,000 papers show that it does. And they say, you're making claims against the coronavirus, saying you could cure it and so on, and that's a crime. And we say, au contraire, as before. And they say, tell you what, we're going to sue you. So although we have taken nanosilver off our website, and although we have filed an administrative procedures petition, a citizen's petition, asking them, well, okay, what can we say about nanosilver? You tell us, oh, Fraud and Death Administration, and they have not responded. Still, they sued us in federal court, and they say they want a temporary restraining order, a TRO, that would protect the public from our sale and dissemination of information about nanosilver, which is really weird because we've taken it off our website during the course of this, and we've scrubbed our website of every reference to it, so we don't know what their restraining order is about. But the fact is, we are thrilled, because we've wanted to get the FDA into federal court to beat them around the head and shoulders for their denial of the rights accorded us under the First Amendment. And in order to grant, this is so exciting, in order to grant an emergency use authorization for any of these vaccines, the law says clearly that there can't be any other treatment for, in this case, the coronavirus. Now, that is why hydroxychloroquine, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, and silver have been demonized, because otherwise they couldn't approve the vaccines. That's pretty important.
That is very important. They have to demonize high quantities of vitamin C, hydroxychloroquine, silver, and any other thing that is helping people. Because, we talked about that last week, in fact, the whole, you know, what BARDA, you know, the biological, you know, the whole.
So we will be
they
asking.
They can't develop, there's no excuses to develop a vaccine if there's already treatment options that are viable that save lives.
With the emergency use authorization. So we will be asking you, and I hope everyone listening is going to sign up for our free newsletter, e-newsletter, and you can do that at opensourcetruth.com. Just put in your email. And I hope that you will disseminate the information as it develops about this case, and I hope that you will help us support it, because even though the lawyers are working pretty much pro bono, there are still significant costs in a federal court case. And this is our health freedom opportunity that they brought to our doorstep. Not smart on their part.
Right. Well, it deserves our support. I mean, even if it's $10, if 100 people, you know, give $10, there you go. That's $1,000, and it helps.
Exactly. So now we have, I did want to get that in. Good. Good.
Welcome to Immunize Wisely, John. Do you have a question or comment for Dr. Rima Labo? Line 5.
Hello.
There you
Hi,
are.
Hi, John.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, I remember watching you, Dr. Lebeau, about 10 years ago when you were doing a presentation on Codex Alimentarius. And you talked about Margaret's, how you were idealistic, you know, and you thought people like Margaret Sanger were, you know, heroes, and then you discovered what they were really about.
Correct.
And that, you were horrified.
I was horrified. The lecture that you were referring to is still on the internet. It's called The Genocidal Feast. And it was delivered in Chur, Switzerland, and I think it's an important thing for people to have access to. Thank you for reminding us of it.
Well, my point in mentioning that is that I've been watching a long, long time, and I felt, I guess the reason I called is I'm kind of asking both of you ladies for advice. I haven't really, I mean, you know, when this whole pandemic thing hit, I saw what was happening, although in April and March, I wasn't sure whether, you know, there really was a bioweapon on the loose, so I better avail myself of all the information I could to protect myself, and I have, you know, I got a stationary nebulizer, I checked my I have a little pulse oximeter and so on, and I use that daily. But anyway, I knew what was happening, and, you know, I felt so alone, and I had nobody to blame for that but myself, because I never really tried to reach, and all this time I've been, well, at one point I thought I would run off to Chile, because the chemtrails were freaking me out back in 2014. We didn't see that much activity during the daytime here in New York. But then it really started to pick up around 2014 and get obvious. And the dead trees up here is just phenomenal. And so anyway, I've just been limited to conversations with people where I've tried to express these things, and I've even told them about vaccine ingredients. I've told them about aborted human DNA, how they're using infant human organ harvesting, to use the tissues for cultures. And I tell them about the adjuvants and everything else. And, I mean, nothing seems to break the spell. Of course, I haven't had that many conversations either. But, you know, I kind of liken myself to Jonah being in the belly of the fish, except that I've been in the belly of the fish for about 10 years now. I mean, that was the point of my mentioning running off to another country. I thought in my mind at the time that I was playing the biblical character Jonah. You know, he doesn't like his assignment to, preach to the Ninevites. So
John, you said that you wanted to ask the two of us for advice, specifically on what?
Waking people up, getting involved, and all the rest of it.
Oh, easy. There is an abundance of information on my site, on Ingrid's site.
No, Rima, that's not what he's asking. He's asked. He has tons of information. He has your information, my information.
But my point is, let me finish the thought. My point is, you have social media. It was created to control us. We can control it. You will get kicked off Facebook eventually. We have. Lots of good people have. There are other social media systems. Use them. Share the information. People do not believe something unfamiliar until they hear it six times. The seventh time, every marketer knows this. The seventh time, they say, oh, yeah, I know that. And it becomes egocentric. It becomes part of their thought process. But those first six times, they're going to say, what? Wait, What are you talking? I can't hear you. Keep telling them. You have to, in order to change people's awareness, you have to penetrate their presumption of normalcy. I already understand everything and everything is fine. And the only way to do that is by meaningful repetition and by building trust with them so that they know that you're not going to be selling them a load of goods and that they can trust what you say. And that takes time to build. But if you don't persevere, then you build nothing with them.
Okay, well, I've always found the best, what really cleared the decks for me, if I doubted anything about a genocidal agenda or about how almost incomprehensibly and phenomenally vast this military-industrial complex has grown. There was nothing that really cleared the decks, and it was the proverbial blunt instrument over my head, than official black ink on white paper, you know. And when you refer to data like nanobots in the vaccines, for example, the things of this nature, I mean, we could go on with other stuff, multiple executive orders and so on, you know. But when people see that and you have proof, I don't know.
Well, as I said before, I've been involved in social justice movements for a very long time. I'm just wired that way and I have poor judgment. And what I have learned is that different people are convinced by whatever touches their heart. And what touches their heart comes in different forms. For some people, it's testimonials of what happens when vaccines are given. For some people, it's statistics. For some people, it's lists of ingredients. For some people, it's friends telling them things that they can, that they might have trouble believing, but they trust their friends. For some people, during the Vietnam War, it was the protest music that put information into people's hearts so that it could percolate upward to their heads and change their beliefs and their behaviors. People change based on different inputs, and all of us who have inputs to put out there need to do that, because you never know where the seed that you sow will take root and flourish and create more awareness and save lives. You never know.
Most of the people that I've watched, you know, and listened to and really been out there as activists, the ones with the most balls seem to be women. And I don't know why that is.
Because they're anyway. Children. It's because they're mothers, and mothers have a duty that's in their genes to protect the next generation, even if they're not mothers. I know single women that have never had any children, and it's in our genes, serious.
It really
you know,
is.
To fight for the next generation.
Now, my husband, Major General Albert N. Stubblebine III, General Burt, was a warrior and a protector. And by no means a woman. He had that inborn duty to protect and defend, and did it strongly and beautifully and in incredible integrity. But you're right. For most people, taking the role of protecting the future, which is what this is about, our own and those of others, the futures of others, it seems to resonate with what's in our wiring for women. We feed out of our own bodies. We produce life, whether we've done it or not. It's in our genes, out of our own bodies. We nurture the young. We tend to the aged. We do that. And so if we have a less earthbound way of doing it, because I'm not out in the garden growing corn for the village, I'm doing something else. I have a different way of protecting and nurturing and feeding and assuring the future of the born and the unborn. You can take that on too, because women have it more prominently, but all humans have that capacity. Take it up, use it, in whatever terms it's real for you, in your voice.
Yeah, John, why don't you reach out to me? I have some great ideas. There's a couple publications that are new right now and that are like even, you know, I know we have the American Free Press, but The Sovereign apparently has changed a lot and gotten really good. Anne's going to get me a subscription. She says it's just really good. And there's the Epic Times is coming along in New York. So there's different publications out there in the news media that are actually really waking a lot of people up. So, you know, it depends on how far you want to go. On the vaccine issue, of course, that's huge for both Rima and I. And usually it's the ingredients and highlighting injuries that wakes most people up.
Transhumanism is pretty big. DNA.
Transhumanism for sure. Yep. So thank you for your call, John.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wanted to thank our callers. I really don't like to take any callers the last few minutes, because then my esteemed guest, Dr. Rima Labo, cannot end the show appropriately. And we want Dr. Rima to summarize her words of wisdom and what she would like our listeners to take away from the show. So thank you for calling, but maybe call a little bit earlier, you know, like at the end of the first hour next week. That'd be great. Thank you. So, Dr. Rima.
Thank you. First of all, the most important thing I have to say to you, number one, is you are not alone. You are not powerless. You are not isolated, and you are not in the minority. We, in fact, are the power. We are the people. We are the people, and we are the powers, and we have, every time we push back in our numbers, and we push back well and forcefully, peacefully, each time we do that, they, the would-be controllers, step back. You may not remember, but in 2009, we stopped the mandatory swine flu vaccination program 11 days after it was announced by then Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius. 3.5 million of us pressed the submit button and said in our letters, don't you dare. And the federal government dropped the entire mandatory swine flu vaccination program. That should give you a clue as to what I'm going to say next. We have to spread the word. We have to spread the reality that we have the right of informed consent. Join the email newsletter so I can continue to communicate with you and you with me, and continue the support that you're giving to what INGRI is doing and what other good people are doing to generate information. And then you take on the role of disseminator. Use Facebook until they kick you off it. Use Twitter until they kick you off it. Then go to MeWe and Parlay and all the other systems that are out there. Unless we spread the word and say, don't you dare, is a viable position for all of us, we're going to lose our genetic matrix to the would-be controllers who want us dead or enslaved. I don't have that on my agenda for 2021 or for any other year, and I hope you don't as well.
Right. So I want everyone to go to Dr. Rima Truth. I have it right here.
Truth Reports.
Or Truth Reports. DRRIMA TruthReports.com or OpenSourceTruth.com.
We have lots of important information, and you are the disseminators. You bring it to people who trust you. They don't know me from Adam's house cat. They know you. They trust you. Bring it to them. Stand up for truth dissemination. If we don't, literally, we're lost.
Right. Yeah, I know. I'm thinking here we have a majority not masking, and even though it's a crime, it's happening here. We're just saying, ignoring their dictate. So thank you so much, Dr. Rima. You're awesome. I hope more people get your newsletter, and I'll go ahead and donate to your lawsuit. Thank you for so much.
Thank you so much.
Informing us about that. That's very important.
And you're doing wonderful work, INGRI. I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Yep. And stay tuned to the Barden Report. Thank you so much. God bless everyone.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.